You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act was introduced in 2019, designed to amplify the voices of Māori within Oranga Tamariki and the state care system and ensure it aligns with its obligations under Te Tiriti. Section 7AA was particularly praised upon its introduction given Oranga Tamariki's poor relationship with Māori historically. I spoke to the University of Auckland's Kendra Cox about the removal of Section 7AA and how it will impact Māori within Oranga Tamariki and state care. Briefly, what is Section 7AA and why was it implemented in the first place?
So Section 7AA is really about the duties of the Chief Executive to respond to the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. So what that means in practice is it has two particularly important functions. One of them is to kind of monitor and aim to reduce the disparities of Māori, tamariki Māori in care and protection. So really this is looking to sort of reduce disparities between Māori and non-Māori tamariki that are entering care, and also to ensure that children, you know, are sort of placed with whānau, hapū and iwi as care and protection decisions have to be made. The other really important function of Section 7AA, it's called strategic partnerships. So under this section of the legislation, Oranga Tamariki has to respond to any sort of invitations to engage in a partnership with iwi or other kind of community, Māori community organisations. And within those strategic partnerships, there's some steps really towards power sharing and kind of Māori approaches to preempting, you know, harm within whānau, family violence, and also responding to that. And what we've seen already is that since the implementation of Section 7AA in 2019, there has been a really slight but important reduction in the number of tamariki Māori entering care. So Section 7AA was part of a much wider set of reforms that were put into law in 2017 and took effect in, Section 7AA took effect in 2019. Yes, and so it was really kind of aimed, again, at reducing disparities of the number of tamariki Māori that are entering care.
And I guess why is the government then trying to repeal Section 7AA? What are they trying to achieve?
So with the repeal of Section 7AA, part of kind of the government's argumentation around this repeal is that it is putting Māori children in harm's way. So they've said that by putting kind of a child's cultural background in front of their sort of health, safety and well-being as part of like a broader kind of ideological too pro-Māori sort of approach. However, there's absolutely no evidence to support this. And even in their own argumentation, this government has not been able to produce any evidence that says that Māori children are being put in harm's way with the enactment of Section 7AA.
On that evidence, they have, in their arguments to repeal the bill, presented several cases of Māori children removed from families as reasons why the bill doesn't, I guess, function. Are these cases common, and is there any statistical evidence to support them?
No, so there is no statistical evidence to suggest that Māori children being reverse uplifted, which is the term that the government has given to this, and to suggest that Māori children are being reverse uplifted from non-Māori whānau at any great rate. Oranga Tamariki has responded to this in their regulatory impact statement and has said that when these kind of decisions were made, it was more practice-based decisions. This is not an overall problem within Oranga Tamariki, which is not to say there are not other problems, because there certainly is. However, there is no statistical evidence whatsoever to back up the repeal of Section 7AA.
I guess given Oranga Tamariki's history, what kind of role does Section 7AA or its repeal play in terms of Oranga Tamariki's relationship with Māori?
So, Section 7AA, it's really important to just embed this corridor about Section 7AA to say that this is not sort of the goal for Māori approaches to care and protection, right? So Section 7AA is a compromise. It's an extreme compromise on the part of Māori. But what it does provide is some steps towards power sharing. You know, we have had around 40-odd years of calls from Māori to reform at least or abolish the care and protection system as it exists now. the kind of disparities of tamariki and rangatahi Māori entering state care are not recent. You know, it has been this way since the 1940s, despite reform upon reform upon reform of our care and protection system. However, what Section 7AA does do is it starts to provide some steps towards power sharing with Māori organisations. You know, there's iwi like Ngāti Kahunganu, Ngā Puhi, there's iwi alliances like Eastern Bay of Plenty, Tūhoe Whakatohia, Ngāti Awa, and Māori Women's Welfare League and other community organisations that are, with this, with these partnerships, they're able to actually implement things from a Māori point of view. And so the way that these organisations are able to respond, you know, to potential cases of family harm, and also to, you know, kind of provide the resources and support that whānau Māori need to be able to care for their own tamariki within either their whānau or their wider whanaungatanga connections or their hapū. You know, they're doing things in a way that oranga tamariki is not able to. They are able to sort of create relationships with these whānau that oranga tamariki social workers are not able to, in part because of the historic harm that oranga tamariki has subjected upon whānau Māori.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yes, there was something else I wanted to talk about regarding just that the repeal of Section 7AA is not actually about the kind of health, safety and well-being of tamariki Māori. This is a really nakedly political attack on the fact that this is the inclusion of te tiriti o Waitangi and steps toward power sharing with Māori communities. And we can see that because it's part of the host of wider attacks that this government has been taking on, for instance, the treaty, you know, the Treaty Principles Bill, the destruction of Te Aka Whai Ora, the attack on the use of Te Reo Māori in all public services, and so on and so forth. This really can't be looked at in isolation, right? We have to look at all the steps this government is taking towards any sort of pro-Māori, pro-equity, pro-te tiriti or waitangi legislation across our public services. And we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't just let this happen. So people can make public submissions on this bill now. It's open until early July. And I really encourage anyone out there who cares about this issue to do so as individuals, as communities, as hapū, whānau, to get on board and kind of have a say.
That was Kendra Cox from the University of Auckland discussing the removal of Section 7AA from the Oranga Tamariki Act and how it will impact Māori.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.